But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs. Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us now on The Score Hotline. Brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
So we were having a little chat. I know the Bears had a day of rest. Is that accurate? I don't believe that.
Yeah, it sounds
I think they must have done the college guys, right? You can't stop in the middle of this. Do you think that maybe a Matt Campbell interviewed yesterday?
No, I think Campbell was one of the first guys they talked to.
Okay.
I've got a relatively high degree of confidence in that regard. I figured you guys were talking about what Sammy's big apology is going to be this weekend.
Wow. He already apologized.
He's going right in.
But what did he apologize? I mean, what did he apologize for? Right?
It was accepted.
That's a good question, Brad. You want to come and do the interview with us? I mean, we get your credential.
What would your question be to him? I would pay money.
You couldn't get me there if you sent a limo.
You are quite chesty the morning
what
after.
What about
Ovechkin
a helicopter?
Scored those goals.
What form of transportation?
No form of transportation to get me there. But like, that's like if your kid comes to you and they apologize. Okay, well, what are you sorry for?
This is a football interview, pal.
Okay,
you want to ask
All
Sammy
right.
a question? Get a ticket.
I got all kinds of thoughts. I mean, we could go till 10 o'clock on this, but
all right. Well, we respect your curiosity, but tomorrow 10:40 on The Score, you'll be listening. We'll have the Sammy interview.
I'm looking forward to the Paul Sullivan breakdown of the whole thing, but
okay.
what football stuff should we tackle here?
Let's talk about the Bears coaching search. And whether they've reached a sort of, I don't know. Mike McCarthy is clearly different than other candidates. I don't know much about whether he insisted on coming in or they wanted to bring him in, but they flew him in. They talked to him. That's different. That's an outsider, an outlier, I should say, in terms of the other ways they've operated. Are they going to go through this entire thing and wait till the last minute, or could they end this at some point if they felt they found their guy?
I'm sure if they felt like that they had their guy, they would move. But I believe they want to get through some guys that remain on the list here and then probably spend the weekend to kind of evaluate the next steps in terms of, okay, who is there someone that through the league rules we can talk to a second time beginning Monday that we want to do that with, right? And Ben Johnson can't be that guy unless Detroit loses. You can't have a second meeting with Ben Johnson if Detroit wins this week until after the NFC Championship game. That extra week between the title game and the Super Bowl, he would be available in Detroit, or, of course, if the Lions lose in the NFC Championship game, he'd be available after that. But you're not having a second meeting with Ben next week. I think there's probably been some confusion for people out there in regard to that the January 20th date is the first time you can talk to anyone that's employed by another NFL team. So, for instance, Mike Kafka, Drew Petsing, their teams haven't been in the postseason. Monday's still the first chance you could meet face-to-face with them. I'm just using their names off of the list, like a couple guys they talked to earlier in the process. But Ben Johnson, because the Lions could still be available in the playoffs, separate rules to talk to him altogether. And same for Todd Monken or Joe Brady, if their teams advance. And obviously one of those, one of Brady and Monken will be going home after Sunday night, which that should be a whale of a ballgame.
So, Brad, we were talking earlier and just wondering if you could offer your informed opinion or educated guess, whether it's Ben Johnson, and I think that would be the top of the scale, or, you know, Mike McCarthy maybe in terms of plan B. What would be the salary range that you guess that these guys are either seeking or the Bears are willing to go?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know. And that's the crazy thing. Like, there's no salary cap on coaches' salaries, right? And they're not public. So you can talk to agents and maybe get a feel for what guys are at. To me, the incoming, like the going rate now is probably entry level here. Entry level is got to be north of $5 million. Like, there are coordinators in the league now, without question, making $4 million a year. Like, how much more than that? I don't know. But there's multiple coordinators in that range. So, you know, if Ben Johnson's got leverage, he could, I don't know. I'm, you know, are you, does the number start with a one? Does it get close to that? Maybe. McCarthy has got a ton of experience, so I think you got to pay for that. But again, is there leverage? Like, do the Saints want him? Like, that could drive that price up. So, however you slice it, it's going to be an expensive proposition for the Chicago Bears, as they're going to be paying in 25 and 26 their new coach, when they're also paying off the final 2 years of Matt Eberflus's contract, which had to be north of $5 million a year.
Yeah, I always wonder about that, and I think that, you know, there was a report that the Raiders aren't going to be outbid, and they gave Gruden a ton of money. So I think that would indicate, I just don't want anyone going on the cheap. I don't know. I don't want anyone looking for a bargain, even if they have to pay off another coach, right? Those are, to me, that's cost that is gone. You can't control that, and you got to just be in the right ballpark. And I feel confident that they will be, but because I don't think they're necessarily cheap or anything like that, but that is always going to be something people wonder.
Well, the Bears, through decades of behavior, earned that skepticism, right? I mean, for like a long, long, long time, they absolutely earned that. So they're going to have to wear it for the foreseeable future, and it's going to require actions, not words. But they haven't been shy about spending money in the longest a long time I've been covering the team, like, it hasn't been a money issue. Like, the lack of sustained success and some of the total failure that they've had along the way, it's not because they're cutting corners to save a few bucks here and there. They just haven't spent the money properly. And that problem has been compounded over and over and over again.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
This weekend, a couple unorthodox candidates, perhaps. Todd Monken, the Ravens coordinator. Brian Flores, the Vikings defensive coordinator. Flores, kind of known as an intimidating presence. Monken, kind of an in-your-face personality. Both guys don't fit the profile of your typical McCaskey employee. What do you think of their chances, Brad? And do you think that they have reputations around the league that would scare off the Bears?
Yeah, I hope the Bears aren't I hope none of what they're doing in this process has been clouded by, like, reputation or
right. We
heard this about this guy. Like, if that's the case, what are you doing talking to the guy? Like, if you're going to have a if your opinion's going to be shaded a little bit from the jump, what are you even doing? Monken's had just extraordinary amount of success at various stops, super creative. I think he's really interesting for them to talk to. Can he make that jump to head coach? We mentioned it when his name came up, I think it was at the beginning of the week. He's been a head coach before. It was at Southern Miss, I believe is where it took place. But he's been in that role before. Is he ready to do that in the NFL? Will that play to his strengths? I don't know the answers to those questions. In terms of Flores, had an awful lot of success, but guys, the Bears have got a gap that they've got to bridge between Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. Caleb Williams and other quarterbacks in the NFC and the NFL, and I just don't know that knowing that they got to make up that ground, that they would go with a
defensive head coach. You can't rule him out, but I think Flores or any coach with a defensive background is a real underdog at this point with Mike Vrabel off the board and hired by the Patriots.
Yeah, I wonder, and this is a curious question, I suppose, but the fact that Todd Monken is from here, is that a plus or a negative?
In other words, at all?
Well, I mean, the fact that he would have an opinion of the Bears based on, and it's different, I think, with someone like Mike Kafka because he's so much younger. That, you know, this is a guy that probably has heard more Bear stories or knows more Bears background just based on his age.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably wondering, based on his age, he's probably wondering if they spend money at Housall, right? Like he would be curious about that. But I don't think local ties probably plays into this. I would hope not. It's gonna be really interesting to see how this plays out because they've got to get it right. The quarterback's got to be a player, right? Look at the eight teams that remain in the playoffs right now, and stack them up in whatever order you want in terms of. I think these three or four have the best shot of winning it all, and the quarterback plays just it's elite, right? And it's year in and year out. It's week in and week out. And the Bears didn't get there this season with Williams, and that's okay. Like it's tough for a rookie coming into the league, but you know it's not going to be okay 24 months from now, right? If you haven't arrived at that point, good luck figuring it out. The odds are really, really stacked against you if you're that deep in your career to emerge then as an elite quarterback.
I agree with that. I understand where you're coming from. I also think it's interesting to look at the eight teams left and realize that five of them have your proverbial, air quotes, defensive head coach. And you look at the Chiefs, Rams, and Eagles being the teams that fit the criteria that we're talking about, head coach with the quarterback, and that symmetry with Andy Reid and Sean McVay and Nick Sirianni with their quarterbacks. So I don't know if that is relevant to the Bears' situation. I don't know if it gives them evidence to go one way or another. But if they don't hire the, quote, offensive-minded head coach, there is evidence that you can still have successful seasons, get deep in the playoffs, if you hire the right play caller.
Yeah, you've got to get the right play caller, and you got to get the right coach that's going to get this guy right, because if you do, your offensive coordinator is going to leave at some point, which it would be. I mean, remember when the Bears had that like 6-week stretch under Luke Getsy when that became the popular topic? Like, oh my God, people are going to come for Luke Getsy as a head coach. What will they do then? it would be a phenomenal problem for the Bears to have at some point in the future. Their offensive coordinator got poached by another team because their quarterback was so good. Like, dream about it, folks. Don't be weary. Oh my, the sky's falling. What are we going to do? Like, that would be an amazing problem for them to have at Housall. They'd trade a lot of stuff that they've gone through to be in that position. So, but the quarterback's got to be right. Like, you've got to get the coaching for him to be this elite talent, this guy who's the top prospect that's come around in two or three or four or five years at the position. Like, he's got to perform at that level. He was not at that level this season. The help around him wasn't at the appropriate level. Now they're fighting time. Again, you go too far into a young quarterback's career where it's just kind of, good this week, not good that week. They don't emerge from the wilderness of mediocrity deeper into their career to become elite quarterbacks. That's really, really difficult to do.
I got to ask you, the games this weekend, are they, I mean, this is usually the best weekend. This could be a lot of fun. The Baltimore-Buffalo game looks like it's going to be sensational. But who do you think, I mean, is it round up the usual suspects? Do you believe that that this is kind of preordained a little bit? Do you know who's going to win, in your opinion?
No, I don't think it's preordained. I'm hoping you've got some big point spreads, and Joe here mm-hmm. will probably have clearer ideas than I do on this. We talked about it Monday or Tuesday, whenever it was. We did not have Super Wild Card Weekend this past weekend. Like, that was can the Rams? I haven't been impressed with Jalen Hurts and the Eagles' passing offense all season. Like, it's just, even when they've been winning, you've looked at it and been like, it just, something's just off a little bit there. Can the Rams, on a short week, go across the country and hang in that game against Philadelphia? I don't know. They get the veteran quarterback, would lead you to believe maybe they got a shot there. I hope that's a good game. Detroit's defense, we know how many injuries it's had. Can Washington find a way to stay balanced? The Lions have been difficult to run on. Can the Commanders remain balanced to help out the rookie quarterback on the road and stay in that ballgame? I don't know. Detroit kind of looks like a wagon right now. I'm not the first person that would have said that, but Chiefs Texans, I feel like we've seen that game a bunch of times before, and then Sunday night, Baltimore Buffalo, I that's going to be fantastic. My question would be, can the Buffalo Bills effectively stop or control the Ravens running game? I think that's the big question I have about that ball game.
Good stuff, Brad. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games and enjoy the Sosa interview.
Yeah, we're gonna have to circle back on that Monday or Tuesday,
Let's
guys.
Do that. I'm looking forward to it.
You're the best, Big Z. Have a great one.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
That's our guy, Brad Biggs, football man from the Chicago Tribune.
Lots of thoughts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.